This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning at 8:06. It is race day, and how about it? Well, it was going to be race day. Mother Nature took care of that, and we're going to talk all about it. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and always podcast later on the team's website, usfdracing.org, and that's United States Fire Department Racing. We're out of Kannapolis, and we race to bring awareness and funds to volunteer fire departments. So Tim Bryant made a good call this week to postpone the first annual Sweat Hog Grand Prix. If you're along the Gulf Coast listening, you know we've got showers from New Orleans all the way past Pensacola today. So the first annual Sweat Hog Grand Prix will be postponed to a new date, January 31st, which, by the way, is also, yes, as you know, the swap meet over in Pensacola. So we'll talk about that. And also, exciting news, the 2015 Modified Mayhem Traveling Series. We're going to learn about these open wheel modifieds, and they're going to have four tracks involved, which is exciting. So the modifieds, who have always said, well, we only get a race a couple times a year, guess what? You got a lot more tracks to go to. It's going to be exciting. We'll talk to Tim about that. Also standing by this morning, Tommy Prater with the ARCA Mobile 200. Hey, it's January, and I know all these local teams are working on the cars. I know also Tommy and his team have been working on their cars, getting motors ready and all that good stuff. So we'll learn about his team, how that's going with the moose and everything, but also talking about ticket sales. Quickly, they're already going for the mid-March race. That'll be also the season opener of Mobile International Speedway. Christine Rovito from the Southern Vintage Racing Association is prepping for the 2015 race schedule. And if you wanted to know more about the series, tomorrow morning in Pensacola, or afternoon, I should say, there's going to be a big meeting, and we'll talk about that and see some of the tracks that they're going to be running at. And also, I love the NASCAR sound bites. We've got a great compilation to share with you. We're even going to probably, if we have time, open up the phone lines. If you listen to the show and you have questions for either Tim, Tommy, Christine, or you just want to talk about racing in general at the end of the day, we'll open up the lines at 251-343-0106. And Tim, that's either a brave thing or a stupid thing. We'll see. Good morning.
Well, you know what? It's always been our aim to hit people's questions head on. Yeah. I mean, you know what? Racing wouldn't be what it is, Kane, without a collaboration of not only racers, media people like yourselves, but our race fans, and certainly they're entitled to answers to any questions they may have. So, you know, sometimes the answers aren't always what they want to hear, but, you know, honesty's the best policy, and we just lay it all out there and forge ahead.
Well, today was a big day. You and Robbie from D&D Cycles have put together an amazing, good idea. What a great promotion to have a two-hour endurance race, not only on the oval, but part of the road course. And we've had him on the past couple of weeks talking about the motorcycle course, and they're going to be the motorcycles, and also they're going to have the front-wheel drive cars. What's exciting about this is you're limiting it to a 40-car field, and you're almost there.
Well, we are. We're currently in the low 30s. We had a lot of folks that called us this past week that said, gosh, you know, I couldn't find a car. You know, I was diligently looking for a car. And, well, guess what? Now they've got a couple extra weeks to try to find them. And we know already we've talked to several people that said, man, thank heavens Mother Nature, you know, bought me a little more time because I'm going to be in that first annual Sweat Hog Grand Prix. So it's something we're excited about. Disappointed today. Mm-hmm. You know, we were geared up, partial course layout already done. But, you know, early in the week we started seeing the forecast, yeah, especially with our motorcycle teams coming in, which is an important part of the program. Yeah. You know, they were traveling quite a ways and just didn't want to come with the conditions being, predicted to be so poor. Yeah. And turns out that, you know, the predictions were right. It's just a lousy day out here. So we're going to move it to January 31st in its entirety. It'll kind of happen in conjunction with our what is the 11th annual racer swap meet. Of course, all that goes on in the Speedway parking lot in early morning hours, starting at 9 a.m. And then at noontime, we're still going to drop the green flag over on the track side. So it'll be a full day of entertainment on January 31st.
Well, and the thing is, it's free to go over to the swap meet, but I'm telling you, I'm going to be on the mic, and it's going to be exciting. If you're out there in the parking lot, it's only $5 to go check it out. Right, Tim?
It'd definitely be worth the $5 bill to go through the gate if you didn't do anything but watch the first few laps. Just to remind folks, these cars, they're going to go through safety inspections. Mm-hmm. Not a single lap of practice on a course that's never been run on.
I love it.
We're going to draw for positions. We're going to park them on the front straightaway. Jeez. You're either going to draw a one and be on the pole, or you're going to draw a 40 and start last.
Man.
But when the green flag drops, you'll be on the your first lap will be the first time you actually get to make a lap around the course at speed. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, it's kind of a novelty event, if you would. And it's certainly something different, and we thought it would be a good off-season event to get people, get their motors running, so to speak.
Well, and you guys also do other things at the track. You've had the solar races with the college that come through, and that's really exciting. Also, you do drifting. Is there any drifting coming up anytime soon?
We don't have the drift schedule put together for 2015 as of yet, but we'll be working with the Emerald Coast Drifters and try to get those guys an off-weekend as you know, with the Pensacola Mobile schedule being completed, and for the most part, most of the summer being on the second and fourth Fridays and Saturdays of each month, it leaves us an off weekend to do other things at both tracks.
Yeah, and I tell you what, one thing that you guys have come up with, I think, is a really good idea, is what you've done with the Modified Series this year, the 2015 Modifieds. They've got a brand new series in collaboration with South Alabama Speedway, of course, Mobile and Five Flags, and now officials at Montgomery Speedway also announcing that it's going to be a big, big, fun event, good money. And, again, a lot of these guys have complained about the fact that, we just don't have enough races at the track, but when they come, they bring four or five cars, so this is a good way to build the whole entire series. All these drivers have these cars around. That's at least what I think. What are your thoughts on the series? Obviously, you have a big part of it, and what is the idea of the series?
Well, it's something that Stan Nairson and I have been talking about. Stan Nairson, of course, at Montgomery Motor Speedway, have been talking about for the better part of 2014, what to do with our modified division. By the way, we love these cars.
Yeah, my favorite.
They're ground pounders. And,
yeah.
Our fans like them, but we just simply couldn't get enough of them. Our dilemma was to either rebuild the entire class and make it a lesser expensive car, which would have been a good option, but you know what? We're at a time when we don't know that starting something from scratch is really the best idea. Option number two was to find a way to pay these guys more money to substantiate what their investments are. And you know what, Dane, in all honesty, and it doesn't matter what division, the purses will never be high enough. We're constantly looking at the expense of racing and ways to control it, and it's a very difficult task, but that being said, we put together a modified schedule, a couple of races at each track. There's actually three at Montgomery. We've got a common set of rules for all of these tracks now, which took some compromise on the part of all three tracks, four tracks involved. And the schedule is such that a guy doesn't have to travel more than a couple hours. So we're hoping that all the guys with the open wheel cars will see this as a legitimate tour. I don't want to promise anything before we can get it together, but if we can get some participation, I could foresee a points fund, much like the Southern Super Series has, at least to have a carrot or two out there for guys to chase towards the end of the season. But we want to walk before we run.
Oh, sure.
Right now we're looking forward to the season opener, which is going to be March 28th at Mobile International Speedway. So we can't wait for that. And we think so far the feedback has been pretty positive. Realistically, we're looking for anywhere from a 15 to a 25 car field for opening night, and we'll be happy with that.
Oh, that would be great. You guys are, I don't know how you do everything that you do, and I hear that a lot of people saying that to me with all the things that we've got our hats on, but now you're also with the Southern Super Series, and this year there's been a few changes. Can you go over those really quick, or just for the average fan or something? Oh, really? What's going on? What's new?
Well, the Southern Super Series, speaking of running before you walk, when it came out of the gate 2 years ago, it was highly anticipated. It was something that the Southeast needed. And quite honestly, what started out as a couple of tracks throwing in a little bit of money for a joint points fund became a tour, and it just didn't have the structure for that. So, we struggled early on, and racers got to the point where they didn't know when they went to an event exactly what the procedures were going to be and who was in control, and if they had questions, they didn't know who to call. So, we've kind of meandered our way through the first two seasons. And by the way, the racing has been nothing but top notch. I mean, the season finale at Mobile, I can't get that picture out of my mind with the three wide finish. Our points championship has been decided by less than 10 points the last two seasons. So the racing product is good. We're trying to restructure the organization. The Southern Super Series governmental body, if you would, is now located in Pensacola. We've got a good group of people that are making joint decisions affecting the series. We're going to be visiting Cordell, Georgia for the first time this year, so one new track, a couple others possibly going to. But main thing is we want the events that we have to be well-structured, well-organized, get these racers back excited. $10,000 to the points champion. It's the highest paying points fund in super late model racing.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bubba Pollard with all the winnings that he did this year at Mobile and Pensacola on the Gulf Coast and with the Southern Super Series, carried home over $20,000 in points, money and prizes. So, it was a good season for Bubba. But, you know, with that being said, the Southern Super Series is healthier than ever, and we're looking forward to a good 2015 season. Of course, the opener will be at the Rattler 250 mid-March at South Alabama Speedway, and then race number two will be a doubleheader on the Gulf Coast April 24th and 25th.
Well, and I know Tommy Prater's standing by here in just a minute. We're going to go with him and talk about the Arcimobile 200. That's also just what a special event that is to kick off the racing season of Mobile International Speedway. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask a question about with the Bombers. As you know, we've got our Bomber team with Matthew Jackson, and we're working on cars now. Any closer on the rules with what we're talking about? I know you guys had to dyno the engines to see. I know we have this year a little bit different for the Bombers. We're going to have restrictor plates on. And but also we're looking at putting headers on the car. Any closer to that, or what can we tell the other racers?
Well, and you're right. You're doing your job by asking that question. I woke up in the middle of the night thinking, you know, asking that question tomorrow morning. I'm certainly not passing the buck. I guess I probably should start with an apology for this not being done. But it's a dyno test. We're trying to be diligent about making the right decision on this because it's a big decision.
Right.
And Ricky Brooks has just been stretched in every direction this month as well. He's working the Red Eye 100 at New Smyrna Speedway this weekend.
Yeah.
And Monday or Tuesday, we'll conduct that dyno test.
Oh.
And by the middle of next week, you know, that'll be decided. And again, apologies. I know a lot of guys could have probably had those headers under their Christmas tree if we'd been able to make that decision sooner. But we just want it to be the right decision.
Well, Tim, Valentine's Day is around the corner, so if the ladies are listening, that'll work too, right?
Right.
Well, Tim, we appreciate you coming on board again, and we're excited. I think you made the right decision again. And again, the biggest news today, the first annual Swinhog Grand Prix moved to January 31st in conjunction with the swap meet. I think that's a great idea. Tim, stay dry, and we appreciate you coming back on, brother.
All right, Kane. Thanks so much for having us on. Have a good week.
Hey, you do the same. Again, Tim Bryan, we've got lots to still talk about. The ARCA Mobile 200. This has become a huge event. 10,000 people at our speedway out in Irvington. Tommy Prater standing by next, and he's got lots to tell us. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, always brought to you by some great sponsors, Mobile International Speedway, and again, Five Flags Speedway, the first annual Swinhog Grand Prix. Smart move, Tim Bryan, of moving it to January 31st, and that is going to be a great show. Also, that's also the same day out in the parking lot of the track where they're going to have the swap meet. So you go there free, and for $5, more, I'll tell you what, motorcycle racing and that road course, that would be kind of fun. Still to come, Christine Levito from the Southern Vintage Racing Association, prepping for the 2015 race season, and they got a huge meeting in Pensacola tomorrow, so we'll talk a little bit about that. And then, of course, we got some great NASCAR sound bites, and I know Tommy Prater's got a show. And Tommy, I was going to open up the lines this morning and let the fans call in. Is that a bad idea or is that a good idea?
Well, I mean, if you want your show to be back next week, yeah, it's a bad idea.
That's right. There you go. Hey, Tommy, happy new year, man. You guys, I've been watching you on Facebook, and we were just talking off the air. The Arcimobile 200 has become this huge special event for the city of Mobile and the entire Gulf Coast, bringing millions of dollars now to the area. And how exciting is it that this was your baby and the way it has taken off? Because ticket sales are through the roof already.
Well, I just think that, and I say this all the time, that there are just a lot of people, a lot of organizations that help make the Arcimobile 200 happen. I get a lot of the credit for it, but, you know, really this is a community event that everybody chips in to make happen. Our corporate sponsorship sales are extremely high this year. We're very proud about that. New sponsors coming to the table like Cockrell's Body Shop last week. And so it's a huge undertaking, but we have a lot of help. And all of our partners that are involved in this thing and all the fans. I mean, one of my favorite parts about the race is the fans coming into the ticket office, picking up tickets, ordering their tickets, and the interaction with the fans about how excited they are that the race is coming back.
And it's great racing, and you've got, and when you think about now the ARCA Mobile 200, you guys are running, your team is getting ready to go test at Daytona, and the everyone's just talking in the garages. You've said before last year, just everyone's talking about getting back to Mobile. They love it. Daytona's great, but that's really the quote unquote first real race of the season.
It's the first real race, and there's been a big push with starting the ARCA Mobile 200 about picking up more dates in the Southeast. Ooh. And for a Mobile-based team, that's pretty important. So, you know, the first five races of the year are pretty close to the house. We go from Daytona to Mobile to Nashville, which is brand new on the schedule this year.
Nice.
Salem, which is just above Nashville, and Talladega. So the first five races are pretty close to the house. Now the next 15 are traveling.
Yeah. But you know, you guys have done it. I know we're going crisscross back and forth, but with the team, let's talk about you guys real quick with Moose. You know, he's won some great accolades through ARCA. And what is the goal for this year?
Well, I think there's going to be a really big announcement next week involving Thomas and his race team. And so, we're going to let that one sit for next week. But I think that when you talk about Thomas's efforts, you know, it's last year was better. And I think that's what you're going to see more of in 2015. You know, continuing to prove your effort. He went from ninth in the points to seventh in points. Every racetrack he went to, the cars were faster and better. The team was better. And so I think that's the effort that you're going to see into build the race team into a championship-caliber race team. And, you know, we've got a long ways to go from there. But, I mean, we make strides every year, and I think that's what you'll see in 2015.
Well, and I know he's doing a great job. He does so many things, a lot of events in the community, and you guys take the car out, and I think that's great because we do that as well. And it's just a great way to also encompass the race fans. I mean, like, for instance, it really kicks off this year back out at the Battleship. Tell us about that.
Well, we're happy that the Battleship is having us back with all the race teams bringing their cars out and their haulers, and they open up the aviation pavilion, and we fill it full of race cars and fans, and the drivers do an autograph session. And it's just a lot of fun out at the Battleship. And of course, everybody can tour the Battleship. And the guys at the Battleship of Alabama's number one tourist attraction have been very welcoming and have really helped make this a huge event. And what amazes me is when the race teams come in from around the country is how excited they are about getting to see the Battleship because they've never seen anything like it. So it's turned into a really fun event.
In ARCA, the series itself, you know, doing the work that we do at the Speedway and being a racer as well out there, I talk to those guys all the time when I'm at the track, and they're just love this area. They can't believe how great the fans are, some of the best fans in the country, they say.
Well, I think that's what brings them back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ARCA is based in Toledo, Ohio, and the Toledo Rockets are in town this week for the GoDaddy Bowl. And there's been a lot of communication from the folks at the Toledo University and our guys at ARCA about what to expect down here. And they're like, hey, this is going to be a fun time. So you guys come down and have a big time. And we talked about it some yesterday with the guys at the home office. And everybody down here is having a blast for the GoDaddy Bowl this weekend.
Yeah, and it's going to be a good race. Not good race, it's going to be a good football game. And tonight at 6:30 downtown, they've got a big parade. So if there's a few showers, still head down there with the family. Well, ticket sales.
Yeah, another race car driver is going to be here.
Yeah, what's her name?
Something Patrick.
That's right, that's right. There you go, yeah, with that one chick.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask
the
you.
The girl.
Yeah, the girl. You're going to get us in trouble.
Yeah.
that's why we don't have a show together, see?
Exactly.
Hey, Tommy, let me ask you for ticket sales. How do we get tickets?
Well, tickets are available at the ticket office, 343-2929, 251-343-2929. You can go online to look at the availability of tickets and the seating schematics are all online. And like I said, it's been, that's probably one of our favorite parts is dealing with the fans. And over the last 4 years, you know, you've got people that come back and do the same thing every year, and you get to know their families and everything that's going on with them. And so it's been a lot of fun working with the fans on tickets. And, you know, Kane, I think the biggest thing that we've talked about so far that we're adding to race weekend is that on Friday night, along with the Bombers and the Sportsmen, we're adding the trucks to the races on Friday night.
That's
so we're pretty pumped up about that.
Yeah, and there's lots of trucks out there. And I think that's one of the growing classes, and you've seen some great racing, especially this past at the Snowball Derby. Granted, it was 3 in the morning on Saturday, but it was still some great, still some great racing. Again, Mother Nature had her way.
I knew I was in trouble. I was watching it on Speed 51 TV, and at 10:30 they were still qualifying late models.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm never going to make this.
Yeah, that's right, tape it. Well, let me ask you also real quick. We got a couple more minutes, Tommy. I want to ask, you guys with the Arkamobile 200 have done so much with the military, and you've had some special programs. What is that going to be back again this year? It's a Send a Soldier.
We're really excited about Send a Soldier,
yeah.
Where fans can buy a ticket, and we donate 2 tickets to Send a Soldier and their families to the race. Also this year, the Ride to Recovery is coming through town the week before race. We'll be heavily involved in that, where we have our wounded warriors that are bicycling through Mobile. We hope to get a couple of those guys back to the race on Saturday. But, you know, we sponsored a casino night for them the last time they were in town, and we're going to do that again this year. I mean, our troops are so important to us, and we'll do anything we can to help those guys out. But we're really excited about the Ride to Recovery coming back through Mobile.
Yeah, and one more thing, you guys are getting known for having one of the most unique trophies there is. When you hear about racing trophies, you think about maybe the giant boot from Texas, or maybe, you know, obviously they got the grandfather clock, but you come up with something awesome.
Well, you know, the jukebox in 4 short years has become iconic.
And, yeah.
We have gotten props for that all over the country. Obviously, it's coming back. The guys that are going to race on Friday night, including the trucks, they're all going to race for a jukebox.
Awesome.
I mean, the jukebox has turned into something really fun. I can't wait for everybody to see this year's T-shirt. We really went crazy with the jukebox, and I think it's going to be fun. And I can't wait for everybody to be at Mobile so we can rock the jukebox on the 13th and 14th of March.
Now, there you go, and it's Arkamobile200.com. Tommy, I know you've got some racing things to take care of at the shop, so as always, we appreciate you coming on board, and we're going to continue to have you up all the way to the racing season before that race to keep us informed.
Okay, man, thanks for having us on, and everybody, this is why they don't let Kane and I on the radio.
That's right, and there goes the show. Thanks for listening. There you go. Thanks, Tommy.
All right, man.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5 and always podcast at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing, and we race out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, again to bring awareness and funds to volunteer fire departments from around the country. So if you're listening along the Gulf Coast, Kerner Coffin, we've got other drivers as well that have the USFD logo. We would love to be a part of anything you guys are doing. Still to come, I love those NASCAR sound bites, so we're going to have a great compilation, about 4 or 5 minutes. Some good ones from last year, and I think I'm going to be brave enough to open up the phone lines. You guys start dialing in the next 5 minutes at 251-343-0106 if you have questions for either Tim Bryant, Tommy Prater, who was just on, or Christine Rovito, who's just joining us. Good morning from the Southern Vintage Racing Association. Welcome back to the show, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Absolutely. Now, I have become... I've watched this grow, these cars. The Southern Vintage Racing Association started a few years back. I remember at Deep South Speedway when I was announcing her, I said, wow, look at those. They look like giant gangster cars, I would call them, or something like that. And I always loved watching them. And then last year, I was dumb enough to get into a dirt car over at Southern, and the rest is history. And now I've got one. Can't wait to race with you guys.
Well, great. Well, we're looking forward to having you race with us.
Well, tell us a little bit about these cars, because, again, they're based on an older-style car, but really, if I look at some of the series that are traveling around, I know there's a couple of new modified series that are out, and you've got these. When it comes to economics, I'm doing the math, and really, there's a good way. I mean, racing is going to cost you anyway, but the Southern Vintage Racing Association, with the way the rules are set up and everything, might be some of the most economical racing you could do out.
Right. I mean, we really strive to keep it as affordable as we can. It's a great class to break into if you want to get a second car like yourself.
yeah.
Not bad to do. They are around everywhere. I mean, they're 1934 Ford or Chevy coupes and sedans, mm-hmm. open wheel, metric frame on a V8 engine.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like, we try to keep that cost down as much as we can to keep it from getting too out of hand and too crazy. Always debating our rules. You know, some guys want to go make all these modifications to mm-hmm. it, and the rest of them are trying to keep the class as basic as it can.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, and that's why it's so important. Tomorrow, you guys have set up a meeting in Pensacola. Tell us about it and what's going to happen at the meeting.
Well, we're going to finalize our rules mm-hmm. at the meeting. We're going to talk about the tracks that we're planning on racing for 2015.
Right.
And then we open it up to anybody who's interested just to come and hear more about the association, hear about the rules that we have. They can join then, ask any questions that they'll have then. And we try to open it up. We do an annual meeting every year
mm-hmm.
and open it up, even if you have no interest in joining, just to find out about, you know, what we're about and what we have going on. And this year, I'm hoping that we do more with charitable organizations. We've got a lot of guys involved in that, so we're going to talk about doing that, too, seeing if we can get as many groups of cars together as we can and go do similar things to what you do with the Smiles for Charlie and the childhood cancer awareness mm-hmm. and breast cancer awareness. Yeah, things like that.
Well, and that's so great, because that reaches outside the normal viewing area of our race cars, I guess, is the best way to put it. What that means is when you go out, I'm telling you, when we took those kids' toys over at the hospital a couple weeks ago, the people that don't usually get to see racing are just blown away by race cars in general. But when you bring a vintage car, there's something about these things. You know, I love the Bombers, love racing them, but what I really love about this class is the way they look, the way they handle. You got to drive these cars, I'm telling you. And you, not only on dirt, but on asphalt.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I wouldn't get in one. They tried to get me in one for a powder puff race, and I said, you got to be kidding me.
Well, and that's the thing, though. That's what's so cool, because there's no other organization that's doing that. And some of the tracks that you guys run in the past and probably plan on again would be Five Flag Speedway, probably Sunny mm-hmm. South again, and some of the dirt tracks. Name those.
We're definitely going to do Farmington Speedway. That's our home track, yeah. And we'll be focusing more there this year than we did last year. Northwest Florida Speedway is another track that we plan on racing a lot.
Or Baker, as they call it.
Baker, right. we've reached out to Why Not in St. Tammany again. We weren't able to race there last year like we planned on. We got rained out, and then had a wrecking ball of a race right before our scheduled race. We had to cancel that. We're never able to reschedule it. And we're also, I've also reached out to OP.
Oh, well,
I'm waiting for that.
Oh, and that would be great. Now, and again, how many cars or how many people are in this Vintage Racing Association? What's great about it also, it's only $50 to join.
It's $50 for your annual fee that gets you in our points race, mm-hmm. and then in our points fund. We have Sunoco and Green Oil Racing are coming back on board again awesome. With us for 2015 as our points partners. I'm hammering out the deal right now with them.
Good.
Hopefully be able to present that at the meeting tomorrow. We have 25 cars right now.
Mm.
We have a couple new members that we're anticipating will join tomorrow.
Oh, good.
And, you know, there's always cars that get sold and purchased. Like your car, for instance, was an old member, and mm-hmm. he left, and you came on board. So that switched right over. It's always good.
Yeah,
we try to encourage that.
Yeah. Well, and what I learned when we had it on display, I had one of the old owners of the car come, and he said, you know, this is one of the, if not the first car that was built for the Racing Association, Chris Behai's first car. And if anyone who knows dirt racing around here, Chris Behai's a wheel man. He's building them now, setting them up and all that stuff. So it's just neat to hear the history. And they say, well, yeah, I tried to get it from the guy who built it, and I was growing weeds through it, and he finally let me have it. So to hear the history of your race car like that, I love that. And again, you share that with these fans who might not have seen, you know, anytime you see a race car, you just kind of turn your head. But when you see, like I said, those vintage, it just looks different, and people really kind of come to them. You know?
Yeah, I mean, they are different, and they're powerful, and they're a lot of fun to watch. I think the fans really like them. We have a pretty broad fan base. Mm-hmm. You know, they're the old modifieds.
Yeah, yeah, and that's good. You know, they used to race these at Five Flags mm-hmm. before the wall, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly. So people like to see them, and they're just something interesting, something new, a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And we get people all the time after a race coming up, and you know, hey, how can I get one of those?
Yeah.
You know, where? What do we do? How do we get into the class? And can I drive one?
Yeah, well, what is the best way? I mean, obviously, I know you have a Facebook page. Obviously, just go into Southern Vintage Racing Association. There's also southernvintageracingassociation.org. But where can we find these cars?
Well, the web, our Facebook page is really what I try to do is as soon as I hear about one, I'll do my best to post it mm-hmm. with details of who to contact. I just posted one that's being built right now by Chris Behai
and
Craig Crosley.
Yeah, that's a good-looking car.
Yeah, I mean, I go to our Facebook page all the time. There's Craig Lee's old 51 car. It's for sale again, and I actually am getting ready to repost that one, too. So that's really the best way is mm-hmm. to keep up with our Facebook page as much as possible. And then you can always message the Facebook page and say, hey, I'm looking for one, and I put out feelers as much as I can and try to let people know this is for sale or that's for sale and get them in touch with people. And the whole point of the association originally was to grow the class.
Mm-hmm.
And it's grown.
Oh, yeah, and it has. I mean, and again, go and like the page on Facebook, again, Southern Vintage Racing Association. Where is the meeting in Pensacola and what time?
It is actually at Bayardo's Mexican Restaurant on 9 Mile
okay.
Road in Pensacola. The actual address is 8971 Pensacola Boulevard, and it starts at 4 o'clock.
Okay, and again, we'll just go through everything that we could be on there. For New Year's, did you make any resolutions? I always like to throw in one. Yeah, go faster.
Yeah, no, go faster. Right, yes. Have Ben go faster on dirt.
There you go. Well, and, you know, we were talking off the air also, you know, you guys, you talk about doing some of the extra work with some of the areas that, you know, folks like Cancer Freeze, for instance. You guys have teamed up with that. Can you explain a little bit, you know, how that is? Because childhood cancer and Kane Motorsports goes hand in hand. We try to help out as much as we can. And you guys have come up with Cancer Freeze. They're out of the Pensacola, Florida area. And explain what they do.
Well, Cancer Freeze actually is Florala, Alabama.
Oh, Florala.
And Florington Speedway was the one who originally brought that to, I think, the racing community's attention in the first place with Bailey Bird and Bailey's mm-hmm. Journey. They're an organization. They select a person who's battling cancer from either southern Alabama or northwest Florida, and they put on a big fundraiser mm-hmm. Every February. This one's February 7th. And the proceeds will go towards that person to help them in their fight. We got involved, like I said, through Flomaton. Mm-hmm. Craig Crosley was one of our first people. He does a lot with the Racing to Cure already. And he volunteered his winnings, pledged all of his winnings, and well, as long as a lot of other drivers mm-hmm. in a lot of other classes. I mean, there was a huge outpouring of support.
Oh, it was beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, and we put together a fund of our own and presented it to her as well, and I think a lot of racers are staying involved with it. It was really a good organization. They're great people. They're doing a car show. So I'm hoping that we can take a car there. Of course, I've asked everybody, and everybody says, oh, our cars are still...
I was going to say, my motor's over Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service, Government and Butler. Go see them.
I know. They all are. And I'm just like, well, come on. There's got to be one car. Just one.
Soon. We'll get them ready. Trust me. But, we need to see you guys at Pensacola again. Check them out tomorrow. Again, that's 8971 Pensacola Boulevard. You'll have a lot of the drivers here you can ask. And also, that'd probably be a good way, if you really are serious about wanting to get one of these cars, I bought mine race ready for $3,500. I mean, you can't find any cheaper than that, okay? And they go all the way up to $6,000 and $7,000. So again, if you're really interested, check it out. Again, we appreciate everything that you're doing with us on the show. And again, Christina, Happy New Year, and make sure to tell Ben I'm coming for him in Pensacola.
I'll let him know. He's ready.
I know he is. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
There you go. Still to come? Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've got lots to still talk about. And we're going to open up the lines, 251-343-0106. If you want to talk a little racing, we can do that. But before we do that, I've got about a 3 to 4 or 5 minutes of NASCAR sound bites that are so entertaining. See if you can figure out what driver said what. Again, you can open up the lines if you want to talk racing. We can do that. Any questions for Tim Bryant, Tommy Prater, or Christina? We can handle that too. Coming back in a few minutes. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Always brought to you by some great folks, including Mobile International Speedway. Again, this year, it will start off March 14th and 15th for the ARCA Mobile 200, and they'll race on the 2nd and 4th weekend. So that's the same with Firefly Speedway, another great sponsor. Can't wait to see the schedule coming out soon. The Sunny South Raceway, we ran the Bomber Championship there a couple of years ago, and I'd love to see those guys bring the Bombers back. But regardless, I know the Southern Vintage Racing Association will probably be there again as well, so I look forward to hitting the track again over at Sunny South. And again, thank you to Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. They're a government in Butler. Call 666-7187. Dewey's usually the guy that will pick up the phone, and whether you have a bomber, a go-kart, an exotic car, anything, a dragster, they've got five national NHRA dragster championships, and they've got championships from every track in this area. So if you want a fast motor, that's the way to go. We can open up the lines, 251-343-0106, if we want to talk a little racing for a couple of minutes. But I love the NASCAR radio sound bites. You go onto YouTube, you can find all sorts of good ones. And I thought it'd be kind of fun to listen to some of the best ones that they had from last year. So enjoy this little montage as Smoke kicks it off.
Come here, sweetheart.
Sir, honey. You come around here, make sure you look at our sign saying Solar 15, so we're just going to stop on the 5-hour bottle, okay?
Dude, what?
Shake and bake.
How many cars are one now, Brad?
Let you know in 2 seconds. It's in the restroom.
Must be nice. Hey, Nick, I don't know what the hell you mean by something in a glass when you read me a lap time. Just give me plain English, because I don't get it.
It's pretty plain, man. The windshield in front of your face is the glass.
Tempo.
Screwed.
Should be the worst day ever.
Yeah, record all this.
This is just absolutely ridiculous right now. I might as well race my rental car. Please just fix this thing, please. My tires just taking all of a sudden.
With the hotter temperatures today, which I don't know if we're not able to forecast that or what, but we are awful.
Are we the lucky dog?
I think the 18 is.
Of course he is. I would never want anything good to happen to me.
You need to take it behind the wall and fix it.
You're up a rope. Wait on gas, put four tires on it.
10-4, well, we could have took four tires and you could be 4 seconds behind him instead of in front of him. You can decide which one you'd rather have.
I have a car that didn't suck too bad, who I'd rather have.
All right, let's quit bickering right here. We got to hold this 20 off.
I can drive just fine and still bicker.
The track is a joke. J-O-K-E. One more time.
We're having to eat and drink.
Yeah, man, I got you.
Think I won't have time to go eat?
Hey, now you're rubbing it in.
Well, have one of them chicken tenders for me. I like them with honey mustard.
What kind of sandwich you get?
You got a beautiful peanut butter and jelly.
It's really nice. And some sort of chocolate bar that was really tasty as well.
Wally said he would give me some deer meat if I brought this thing home without scratching it.
Bars will be closing here in a little bit. You guys won't even be able to make last call.
Now pour a Blue Moon. Let's do a Blue Moon.
You want something to drink? Crown of Coke?
We now return you to your previously scheduled program.
Joey Logano himself is flipping me off.
If I don't let him go, I'm just going to wreck that mother... I got my goddamn brakes burned off trying to pass. Piece of shit.
Why the hell was Mark Martin even out here?
I don't know if you guys noticed this, but we just got passed by Blaney, Ruderman, and Stremme.
I wonder why Brian Pickers doesn't have a ride.
I'm tired of this Jimmy Johnson charity race.
If I was any of the other 300 cars, I'd be mad as hell, because they definitely don't have what he's got.
Tell Kyle if he let me go, he'd learn how to drive this track and not be an idiot.
Tell
11, he's a lap down. Get off my you little
I like to knock the out of him, too.
I have nightmares about this 30 car tonight.
I'm done now.
I want to write that down in my diary. That is the most consecutive laps in a row that the 24 has driven behind me in my life at Martinsville and hasn't dumped me. Write that down. Right next to J-O-K-E.
You got to love it when they get mad, don't you? It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you for listening. And it's been a great show. And we just want to, again, thank, as of last year, all the great sponsors that helped us with Kane Motorsports as we're preparing now. I can tell you, Matthew Jackson, he's working hard on his car, getting a little help from some friends. And that's important. Some great sponsors on board, too. And without the sponsors, you really can't race as good as what we're expecting. So we thank them all the time, including all the Gulf Coast McDonald's, a big part of what we do with the Kane's Warrior Kids, with the kids with childhood cancer. They were a big part of what we did over at the Women's and Children's Hospital just a couple days or a couple weeks ago. So we're thankful for that. Also, Pull Apart, they have done so many great things. If you need any kind of parts on your car, what's nice about what they do, it's all computerized. You don't have to go searching for the car. They'll tell you exactly what row it is. You type in the car, a clean facility. You got to love that. And a brand new sponsor coming on, BA Motorsports. Frank and his family have been so gracious already. We're so thankful to have them on board, getting us some safety equipment and some other things too. So thank you to BA Motorsports. The Belrose Tattoo and Piercing, also on Highway 98 in Daphne, does so much for us. And again, we had one of their riders that was actually struck by a car riding home on a motorcycle. So we have a huge fundraiser. We're going to have those guys on the show next week to talk about it. Also, ABC Designs, can't thank them enough for the awesome wrap that they've done on our vintage. And I can't wait for you guys to see it on the track. And you know, we can't be on the track without tires and false act tires. Chris over there takes good care of Kane Motorsports, and we're thankful for that. Check out our website also, sharegodspower.com. That's a great website that a friend of mine who owns Cole Automotive on Highway 98 in Daphne, well, those guys have put together. K1 Race Gear, also Bay City Collision, a big part of what we do. And we got to thank Rusty Cooper with Titan Race Cars. You can call him at 228-297-5132, and he can do what they can do, anything on the cars, from a ground-up build to anything like that. Also, Metro Glass and Mobile, USFD Racing, which is United States Fire Department Racing, and Auto Painter Supply. So you tell me, did I sound like Michael Waltrip right there? Coming up this year, we're going to have a lot of new things on the show. Again, we will open up the lines. Everyone's still asleep today, and I understand that on a Saturday, especially during racing season, so we didn't get many people calling in. That's all right. I'm fine with that, but we want to get more fan interaction. We obviously do that on Facebook. You can find me at Full Throttle Racing. Also, you can look us up at Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.com. And here's the best part also. If you look on our Facebook page, you know we were involved in a big racing show. It's called Roll Cage Cowboys. Look it up on Facebook. Look it up on YouTube. And we just released our third episode. We recorded four episodes last year. They're putting it out together, all four episodes, and we're going to clean it up in there. We're actually sending it out to a lot of the networks, and we've got a lot of positive feedback, making some changes to it. So you never know. You might be able to flip on some of it. You know, if they got shows about Alaska and, you know, all the other things, why not a great racing show? And I think we've got the capability of doing that. So once again, thank you to Tim Bride, who made the right decision as I'm looking out the weather window this morning. Well, a lot of rain along the Gulf Coast, so remember the first annual Sweat Hog Grand Prix, that is going to be actually on January 31st, just $5 to get in, so well worth it. I want to thank also Tommy Prater with the Arcomobile 200. Tickets are available now. You can find them online, and I'll get that number back on our Facebook page. And Christina Rivito again with the Southern Vintage Racing Association. Tomorrow, if you go back on my Facebook page, I'll put on exactly where you can go to that meeting and learn a little bit about what we're going to be doing this year. So God bless y'all. You stay dry this week. And racing season is here. There's no off season. The off season is between Christmas and New Year. So let's get the cars ready. Fans, get ready. It's going to be a great year in 2015.